You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
You're listening to My First Time, a new miniseries from The Ensemblist, Broadway's original podcast. I'm Mo Brady. Welcome, listeners, to a new miniseries. I'm calling it My First Time. And this is where we talk to Broadway stars who made their debuts in the ensemble to talk about why that experience helped shape them as an artist. Well, for many of our favorite Broadway stars, their start in the ensemble helped to form them as the performers they are today. As they've ascended up the title pages of our playbills and descended the towers of backstage dressing rooms two floors closer to the stage level, I've been curious as to whether they've considered that time doing ensemble work to be formative or merely a stepping stone to bigger and better things. Our first guest for this new miniseries is Ben Crawford. Since April 2018, he's been creeping around the Majestic Theater as the title character in The Phantom of the Opera. But before headlining the show, before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Big Fish and Shrek, he was a replacement in the very first Broadway revival of Les Miserables, covering both the roles of Valjean and Javert. Here's my conversation with Ben Crawford. Will you introduce yourself and tell us when you made your Broadway debut?
Absolutely. My name is Ben Crawford. I currently am the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera.
We've heard of it.
It's been around. And my Broadway debut was a little-known show called Les Miserables.
Take us back to 2007 and a young Ben Crawford. What was your professional experience up until this point?
I had just gotten my Equity card the summer before I started. In 2006, I was out at the Muni, and I played Bill Sykes. I played a very, very young Bill Sykes.
I can see that.
I don't know how I was running things, and I don't know how I was intimidating. But thanks, Paul Blake and the Muni. And then I was in Tennessee doing White Christmas. And then I got this audition for Javert for the revival. And it went really well, like really well. And it's one of those things where there's that practical side of you, I'm not going to play Javert. But you're like, that was a really good audition. I found out I didn't get it. So then, like 2 weeks later, they have an audition comes up for the cover of Javert. I was like, okay, this is something I could do. So it was a crazy whirlwind. It was like a Tuesday audition, then like a Wednesday audition, and then a Friday audition. And then if you got it, like you started rehearsal the next day. So it was like one of those crazy things. And so it all went well. And Friday finished and went home. And my agent calls, and I remember I'm making mac and cheese with the hot dogs cut up in it. And he's like, Ben, I need you to do me a favor. Can you go to the Broadhurst and get your measurements done? Because you booked the show. And then I had to go quit my two survival jobs, call them up. I was like, I quit, and started rehearsal the next day. And it was crazy. It was nuts to have like 8 hours of rehearsal, like 4 hours of music, 4 hours of blocking and then go see the show that night and just be like, oh my God, okay. And then have a week to like learn the show.
You had a week to learn the show.
I think it was a week. Yeah, jumped right into it. And I don't really remember my first show. I remember that I got on the turntable a little late for one of my entrances and I like slipped back and I stepped on someone and they're like, oh, you broke my hand. And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, I'm just joking. Like people were like already just ready to just poke and prod me, which was great, which meant like, you know, I was like part of the family. That was awesome. And then the crazy thing was, right after I joined, we got a bunch of new leads. So we had people leaving the show, and we got, like, Ann Harada came in, Max von Essen came in. I was, like, the new guy who knew the show, and so they would ask me, no, what? I was like, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know why I'm here, you know, that kind of thing. So I was coming into rehearsal during the day with them, which was, you know, a great, like, baptism by fire with these people that I loved, like, watching, you know, perform. And now all of a sudden, like, Ann Harada would be like, okay, so, because I was one of the travelers in Master of the House. So she's like, now, how should I do? I was like, you do what you want, Ann. Like, you're totally, like, you can do whatever you want. It's totally cool, Ann. Believe me, I do not have a problem.
How was the show, kind of the production, different than other shows you had done in the past?
I mean, the Muni, but that's a different, that's yeah. Like an outdoor, like, you know, yeah. Crazy awesome venue. It's like a mix between a ball game and like a stunt show. No, I mean, our theaters in school were maybe 500 seat theaters and just, you know, everything about it. It was just like this next step up. I remember watching it for the first time and, you know, like everything gets tense, but in a way like, rise up, Ben. Like, like, let's go. It's real now.
Playbill Vault says you covered Valjean and Javert.
I did.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of stress for young Ben. Just like constantly like, oh, what part am I going to do? The crazy thing is I rehearsed Javert and everything. And then the day of my put-in, we were going through and I don't know who it was. I still don't to this day, but someone forgot to move a chair. And in like the fight scene, I got thrown and I sprained my ankle really bad. And I was out of the show for like 3 weeks. Like literally went in a cab, went home and like didn't do the show for 3 weeks. And there was one thing that I remember in school from one of my professors. His name is Dick Hansen. He and I like never got along, but he had always had great advice. He was like a real hard ass. And one thing he always talked about was CYA, like cover your ass, like, which is a great thing for understudies. Like, don't assume that they're going to like teach you that, like go do it. And it saved my butt many times with my job understudying, covering people. And I was at home and I'm like, I'm not doing it. Like I should like look over this. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And I was able to go back in and do one show a day. I couldn't do two shows yet, but I went in to do the Wednesday evening show. And Michael Passaro, a stage manager, who just stage managed me and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, he comes up. He's like, how you doing? I said, good. He's like, you feeling good? I said, yeah. He's like, you're on for Javert tomorrow. I said, okay. And so my second show back, after being out 3 weeks with a sprained ankle, I went in and did Javert the first time. And it went great. Like, everything, you know, went as good as it could for a first run through. And then I don't remember who left, but someone left, and so they switched my track. So I went from playing a student to a member of Thénardier's gang. And because of that, they were like, do you want to cover Valjean as well? Just do it all. And I was like, all right, fine. So I grew a beard, and I had to learn the Valjean track as well. I never went on for it, but it was always just like a fun little stressful thing when it came to, like, my regular track was like pretty low, Javert is a little higher, and then of course Valjean's like through the roof. So that became just an interesting thing to kind of be ready for at any moment's notice. And then discovering, like, if I need to go on last minute for Valjean, I can get through it in like with pure adrenaline. Like, I can do it like a couple times on pure adrenaline. That'll be fine.
What did you sort of learn about being a working professional?
I mean, the big thing is like checking in with your body. And that became the beginning of that show being so grueling on a physical level with a lot of things, is like going to physical therapy. And not only, like, obviously, like, they knew what they're doing, and I'm going to trust them to, like, work on me, but to ask questions about it. So if it happens again, I kind of know what's going on, and I can maybe take preemptive measures. It got me into, like, stretching. It got me into just being more aware of my instrument, for lack of a better term, just to kind of make sure that to check in with it. And now I'm, like, a stretchaholic. Like, I stretch all the time, obviously, before Phantom. I got my foam roller, like, this is tight, go get a massage. Like, don't, like, just go do it. Go, like, baby yourself. If something hurts, don't tough guy through it. It's like, go get it figured out.
Had you been in, like, a dressing room like that before?
No.
No.
No. I mean, we were just, like, dudes. I mean, it's like a musical, like, requires a lot of dudes. I mean, like, the Barricade was like, for me at least, it was like G.I. Joe's, like, growing up. Like, I mean, it was kind of, you kind of needed that kind of motivation, I suppose. You know, you're like fighting these guys on the other side of the barricade, all that kind of stuff. So it was a bunch of like dudes. But then we also had like Justin Bohan, who just like cracked everyone up. He was just like the driest.
Was there any part of like the cast or the show that like was like you felt a little starstruck about when you?
Yeah, I mean, there were people, I mean, like Norm Lewis, I mean, he's such a fantastic guy, and like, I love like seeing him in auditions, and we'll run into each other on the street, and he's so wonderful. Like, it was cool to work with him, and then Chip Zion came in, and I was like, oh my God, I'm working with two people from a new brain. I'm like, this is amazing. And then, you know, I like eventually, like years later, I got to work with Malcolm Getz, and I was like, can I be the millionth person to tell you how much I love a new brain? And so I just like, in my head, I'm like, okay, how many people from the original cast of New Brain have I worked with? I worked with Kristen Chenoweth. I was like,
hi, do you know that you're number four?
The people, you know, so there are those things that you get, you know, like Ann Harada. I'm like, Avenue Q. It's just like Gary Beach, like Gary, just like God rest him. Like, it was just these just wonderful people.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And there's something I remember about Gary. Gary took a medical leave, and he came in one day, and I didn't see him that day, but he came in and grabbed a playbill because he had been out for like 6 weeks or so, and we'd had some people come in and out of the show, and he'd grabbed a playbill just so he could remember so he could know the new people's names. Like, he like was that kind of guy, and like that's the kind of thing, and you see that, and you're just like, oh, wow, like that's just like really cool.
Do you have like a favorite memory of that experience?
There's the memory that I have. It didn't happen to me, but there was a show where, like, essentially what would happen, Thénardier and Andras had the same dresser. And so when Aaron Lazar was in the show, his dresser, Aaron would go do something. Their dresser would come by, tell Gary time to get ready. And then, because Gary didn't have his like sound up, he would just know his dresser would come tell him. And so something happened. It was like one of like Max's first shows, and so the dresser didn't come tell him what it was going on, and like, you know, that you need to start getting ready. And so the song starts, and like they're like, where's tonight, like, where is he? Oh, I don't know. Like, people are trying to like vamp on stage, and I'm off stage, like I'm one of the travelers to come on, and Drew Sarich was on as Javert. And so he like knocks on Gary's door, and you come in. And he's like, hey, Gary. He's like, hey, Drew, what's going on? He's like, you're on right now. And Gary's like, oh! And like jumped up and was like in just his pants and like undershirt and ran on stage. And like, imagine Master of the House, like you've missed like maybe 30, 40% of it. And so you're going to put all the energy into like that last 60%. He's like going up the octave. He's like pulling out bits that we had never, like, it was the funniest, most amazing thing we had ever seen. I will say that was like a pretty amazing memory. And he comes off and he's like, I'm sorry. Like, he was so embarrassed. And we were like, that was incredible, Gary. Like, no, that was amazing. That was a pretty cool memory.
What surprised you most about working on Broadway at that point?
The people were really wonderful. Everyone was like really like down to earth, and like, you know, for the most part, it was just like a great group of people who were like having fun. I think it taught me a lot about the relationship, you know, talking about people like Norm and Alex and Gary, who were these principal leads, but just treated everyone like people. And I think that's something that I have been fortunate in my career to be able to work with people who just are real and treat people like people. And I think when you are in that environment and see how good it makes you feel, it's something that you just want to, you know, spread the love. So I think it was really fantastic to work with those guys and to see them like give that energy to everybody.
Special thanks to Ben Crawford for sharing his stories with us this week. You can learn more about him and how to connect with him online by visiting our website, theensemblist.com. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Mo Brady. You can help others find out about The Ensemblist by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also download episodes wherever you get your podcasts or at theensemblist.com. Follow The Ensemblist on Instagram to see the latest posts from our website, where we are sharing the stories of talented artists working in Broadway ensembles. Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.